Hello and welcome to another episode of Science on the Menu. I don't know what the weather's like with you right now, but here in Parma in Italy, where we're recording this, it's hot. And when it's hot outside, summer season, the first thing I think of is barbecue. And that's going to be the topic of our discussion today. And I'm really happy to welcome from the Food Contact Materials team at EFSA, Katharina Folk. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ed, for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about barbecues, something that I feel quite passionate about. I enjoy barbecues a lot with friends and family. And it's something that is very cultural. It's a big tradition in many parts of the world. I wanted to ask you first, what about your relationship with barbecues? Do you have any particular memories that you have about barbecuing?
Yeah, certainly in Germany, there's quite a big tradition also about barbecuing. And in my family specifically, I remember many, many evenings during my childhood with barbecues. We were very well equipped with different types of barbecues, like the ones that you put on the table, rather small ones, charcoal barbecues, the more traditional ones. And we even had one that my father constructed himself for the suckling pig. So this is, a fond memory that I have of my childhood with parties with family and friends.
So you mean he had something ready for an entire pig
exactly.
that he would barbecue?
Yes, yeah. So the one that is fired with wood, basically, there was also a little engine, so the piglet would turn. And yeah, several hours spent in front of the barbecue until the food was ready.
Right, nice. And for many people, I think food safety is not necessarily always the first thing that comes to mind. They're thinking more about the technique of barbecuing or simply what you want to eat. But food safety is obviously a really important part as well. And let's come on to that. I know that you've brought some things for us. So let's get them out. What did you bring for us today?
Exactly. Okay. So I will start with the first tool that I brought here for you. Maybe I will give it over to you and you will tell me in which kind of context you used it for during the barbecue.
Okay, so I see these look like tongs that you would use for, I'm guessing, picking up the meat on and off the barbecue. Is that right?
Yes. And the material, what do you think?
These feel like some kind of plastic material.
Yeah, so these ones specifically, they are made of nylon. It's a type of polyamide, basically. Okay. And what is interesting about this one that I brought specifically, there's a specific instruction actually for the consumer on it that gives an indication about the kind of use conditions for which, this is important. And I think it says maximum 230 degrees.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
This is important for the consumer to pay attention to when using those kind of tongs, that you pay attention to the temperature.
Okay, so it goes high, but obviously if you're going to really high temperatures, then these aren't the right materials
to
be using.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. That's interesting. And the plastic itself, what food safety considerations come into play with this particular material?
Okay, so for this first item that I brought, this is a plastic material, as I said already before, and it's one of the materials that are actually regulated at EU level. So this is something that is very relevant for us in EFSA, because we in the Food Contact Materials team, we evaluate substances that are used in plastic food contact materials. So the industry, they would basically send application dossiers to us following the specific guidelines for food contact materials. And our evaluation will focus on two aspects. The first one is related to exposure. So we would check basically studies that indicate how much the substance that is used would migrate to the food. And then there's the other aspect of the toxicological evaluation.
Okay.
So these are the two main aspects of our safety evaluation. And of course, what is very important for the exposure part is the intended use. So which kind of foods is the substance or the article at the end intended for? What are the use conditions? So we saw already before there is something related to time, but could also be temperature, for example. So these are the important aspects in the evaluation.
Okay, and essentially then the consumer is protected because there are rules ensuring that the substance doesn't migrate in a quantity that is unsafe for the consumer.
Exactly. So as a conclusion of our safety assessment, we would propose some restrictions. That could be, for example, a maximum migration limit, or specific migration limit, it is called. We could also put or propose some restrictions in the intended use of the food. So, for example, not in contact with fatty food, not in contact with acidic food, or to point out only specific foods that it is intended for, or also restrictions in time and temperature. So this is the conclusion of our opinion, and this scientific assessment evaluation will be taken up by the risk managers, the European Commission, to transform it into legislation. So they would basically decide the substance is authorized for this and that use, this type of percentage, this type of use conditions. And in this way, the consumer will be protected to ensure that the substance doesn't migrate more than what would pose then a risk for the consumers.
Okay, that's great. So I think we're done with our tongs. What else have you got there?
Okay, then as a second item, I brought aluminium foil.
Okay.
Where would you use that in the barbecue context?
Aluminium foil is something that I would use for wrapping food, mm-hmm. particularly. And it's great because it keeps things warm and it is good for transferring the heat, mm-hmm. right, from through the material into the food.
Exactly, yeah. I was thinking actually about two kinds of uses. The first one is more in the preparation. So, for example, you prepare skewers or you prepare vegetables, you cut them and then you put them back into the fridge to store them. So maybe mm-hmm. you would use some aluminium foil just to cover it while right. you store it in the fridge. The other use indeed is the one where you wrap food. So often when you go to barbecues, you would see people having vegetables wrapped in aluminium foil or cheese and then put that one on the barbecue directly. So these are the two main uses that I thought about in the barbecue context. Yeah.
Right. Something I always liked was cheese, mm-hmm. so like a feta cheese
exactly.
with peppers, then put in a foil and heat it. Mm-hmm. But I understand from checking on the label, there are some instructions actually about the use and what kind of foods mm-hmm. that aluminium foil can be used for and best to avoid, actually. So can you talk about that?
Yes, exactly. I mean, we just saw the packaging before, and it's actually important for the consumer, not only for aluminium foil, but also for other food contact materials to check the packaging to see specific right. instructions. For the aluminium foil specifically, there is an indication not to use it with very acidic or very salty food.
Right.
So actually the example that you mentioned, the feta cheese, which I personally also like to have on the barbecue, it's not the ideal food to put into aluminium foil and put it on the barbecue.
Right,
because
right.
it's both acidic and salty.
Same goes for fish, I imagine,
exactly.
as well. Then
yeah.
better not to use the foil.
Yeah, and for fish, for example, often you use also sliced lemon to give like an additional flavor aspect and also optical aspect. And yeah, that for sure is very acidic.
Okay, yeah. you're making me hungry already, Katrina. You've got one more thing, so let's get this
yes.
out. So.
Okay, so then the last item that I brought is the glass bowl.
Right.
And then we have a specific cover on top. You may also guess the material there.
Right, this feels like some kind of wood. And then underneath,
yes.
this feels strong glass. And I can
yeah.
see the labels underneath, one with a glass and a fork, mm-hmm. so that it's okay for food contact.
Exactly, yeah, that's the official food contact logo. Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that we would use for leftovers, presumably, after the barbecue.
Yes. Or also like in the preparation when you prepare
okay.
some kind of meat and you want to marinate it, I could imagine to put the meat inside the bowl and then to store it in the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are there specific food considerations when it comes to this?
Yeah, so glass, it's not a material that is regulated at EU level, actually, so it's not within the remit of EFSA. But in general, we can say that glass is quite an inert material, so there is not a big risk of migration from substances. That's why it's also rather popular for
right.
using it with any kind of food, actually.
Right, yeah, super widely used
yeah.
glass. I've also got a couple of things for
okay,
you, Katrina.
Great.
So I'm going to surprise you first with this. There, which is
okay.
simple. You can have a look at that.
Yes. Okay, so here we have like paper towel.
Paper towel, yeah.
Paper towel, basically. And it's not printed. I mean, when you go to the supermarket, often you find also the ones that are printed with very colorful drawings on right. them. And there you have to consider that the part that is printed should not be in contact, basically, with the food. This one here, it seems fine because it's not printed on either of the sides. So, yeah.
Right.
Good for the use. In the
kitchen. Have to say, this is something that I found out relatively recently, that there are different forms of paper towel, even mm-hmm. only for industrial use and not for food mm-hmm. use, and that there are two sides. And so now I start to flip over to the other side to ensure that the printed side isn't up. Okay, I've got two more things. Now, these are quite often used mm-hmm. for barbecue for meat. So I'll let you have a look at that and tell us about that.
Okay, yeah. So this is like indeed a wooden tool, wooden article for that you could use to prepare skewers, for example, right. with meat or also with vegetables. And this is also food contact material, wood that is not regulated at EU level. It's wood, it's a natural product, so it's not really considered inert, I have to mm-hmm. say. And there, we need to pay attention to possible migration of substances from this type of article. Also, wood, it's not a very good transmitter of heat. So there you need to pay attention when you grill things with the wooden skewer that you need to keep it on the barbecue for enough time so that you ensure that everything is heated through properly, actually.
Right. And in that case, maybe metal skewers, they do that job better because the heat transfers through the food better.
Yeah. And metals are also considered inert. Or more inert as material, so that helps with reduced migration. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one we've looked at a bit already, mm-hmm. but these are a different type of tongs of a different material.
Yes. Yeah, I think these ones could be wood or maybe even bamboo mm-hmm. tongs, and the same use as you described before. It's basically to flip around the meat or the vegetables that you have. And as I said before, for the skewers, they are not regulated on EU level, but possibly in each of the member states, there could be specific rules for these articles.
Okay. So we've looked at some of the utensils. So we've mm-hmm. looked at how you use them on the barbecue, some of the food safety issues. I wanted to do a quick question round for you, mm-hmm. a quiz, if you're okay with that.
I'm going to
ask you the questions now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first question, some of these are about food safety, but some of them are not. Mm-hmm. The first question is your barbecue preference, actually. So what do you prefer, gas barbecue, wood barbecue, or char grill?
Char grill.
Okay. For a specific reason?
I think it's just the one that I'm most familiar with and that I grew up with. And it's kind of, more sentimental memory for sure than the others. Yeah.
Right. Okay. The purist maybe would head towards the
most,
char grill.
Most traditional. Yeah.
Your top barbecue dish?
I would say actually the grilled feta. I like that one a lot. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Okay. Me too. And a top barbecue tip for the cooking or preparation?
I'm not so much about the preparation, but what I like is to mix things up with the side dishes, actually, because the meat, it's usually always the same, like you have chicken or pork or whatever, but then you can prepare nice salads along with it, so you can always find nice combinations. And I enjoy that, actually, as part of the buffet that you have during the barbecue, to try different salads and side dishes with that.
Nice. Yeah, because people often think of meat, but actually with barbecue, you can enjoy any dish, essentially. Yeah. The last one, your top barbecue food safety tip?
The top safety tip, I would say, is about the hygiene. We touched upon that already before when I had the skewers, where you mix vegetables and meat. So there you need to be really careful to avoid cross-contamination that could be possibly from the meat. Often when we speak about chicken, we think about salmonella. And there we need to be really careful in the handling of the meat separately from the vegetables. So this is a top tip, to be careful in the handling, the preparation, and to apply proper hygiene, like washing your hands often, using separate cutting boards, separate knives for the handling of the food. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a bit more about these other food mm-hmm. safety aspects. Like you mentioned, one thing that struck me often is that you can take your barbecue and have your own barbecue, but often there are public mm-hmm. Barbecues outside. And sometimes the grill has been used by many people and you can see the residues of various things yes. through the ages on the grill. And I always think, is that safe? What should you be doing actually there in those yeah. situations?
Yeah, I think especially in the public places, it's good to give it another clean for sure. So there are these brushes with which you can really manipulate the barbecue well. Another tip could also be to use trays instead of putting the meat or the vegetables directly on the barbecue. Use trays. They are those made of stainless steel, for example, so metal alloy again, that are more inert than using, for example, aluminium trays. So this could be a tip when you go to public spaces for doing barbecue.
Okay. And what about the cooking process itself and the type of foods used? Are there some kind of considerations there as well? Sometimes you see the fat dripping down mm-hmm. and then you will have flames coming up and flaming the meat. I remember when I was little, my dad would be cooking. It was mostly my dad. And I remember the flames sometimes coming up high. What kind of considerations there in terms of the food safety?
Yeah, indeed. So it's quite important, actually, the example that you mentioned when the fat drips down into the charcoal that you have, or if you have an electric barbecue, the heating coil. And this is something that should be avoided as much as possible, because with this type of procedure, substances can be created that have concern for carcinogenicity. So there right. are, for example, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that can be formed in this process. So if you use, for example, again, trays, this can be avoided because the fat will not drop down into the heating part of the barbecue.
Right. That's interesting. So to avoid actually that the flames come up,
exactly.
you want to have a system to avoid that.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if you overheat the meat, so if you have sausages or meat, you keep them on the barbecue for a very long time, it can also lead to the generation of other type of chemicals mm-hmm. that also have a concern for carcinogenicity, for example. So there are for sure aspects related, I would say, especially to the handling of food from animal origin, like meat or fish, that you have to take into account when you do the barbecue.
Right, right. I was looking earlier that the term actually barbecue comes from a Spanish word, barbacoa.
Ah, I didn't
know
that.
Which comes from an indigenous people mm-hmm. From the Caribbean. And then this tradition was picked up from there and is essentially spread throughout mm-hmm. the world. And for them at the time, barbacoa was about the system of having sticks and then sticks laid across mm-hmm. and then the food cooked or smoked on the top. And since then, there are variations, it seems, of barbecue yeah. around the world, particularly in the Americas, when you think of Brazil and Argentina.
Exactly, yeah. They have a very strong tradition there of barbecuing, yeah, with these huge metal skewers.
Right.
I remember that from Brazilian restaurants, yeah.
But then you were saying in Germany, it's become a big tradition as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah, for sure. In summer, it's one of the things that people love to do there. So very big tradition, different types of barbecues, many different dishes to prepare.
The other thing I was thinking about is that a lot of the cooking pots that we use for maybe mixing a salad or for doing other things, we become quite sentimental with our equipment, even our barbecue equipment, actually. Yeah. I know that, you know, you have fond memories that you've had with friends and family and you like your particular implement, but over time it gets scratched, it gets used. I imagine that you need to think about that, correct?
Yeah, especially I would say for cutting boards, this is something that would come to my mind first. The plastic cutting boards that you use over several years and at a certain moment you can see all the cuts in the surface, then it's time to exchange it, to get a new one at a certain moment so that you avoid that also you have release of small particles, for example, or you scratch the surface and then substances from the inside, they leak into okay. the food. So for sure to pay attention to how long you use the articles.
Is that something now through your work that you think more about? If you're having a barbecue, these are the kind of things that you would think about?
Yeah, for sure. I think especially with the aluminium foil, I'm more cautious, I would say. I did not think about that so much in the past when preparing the fish or cheese in the aluminium foil, but for sure now I think more about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Thank you so much for joining us, Catherine. It was really interesting discussing barbecue with you. And I wish you, you know, we're almost in holiday season. If you have barbecues, I hope you have happy and safe ones.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here and to discuss this.
To all our listeners and viewers, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this. Hope you enjoy your festive barbecues as they come up. But until next time, it's goodbye from us.